The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
If you'll give us a few minutes, we're going to show you how you can be the greatest healer of pain in many people's lives, families, and their communities. And it's a perfect cure. Here's the situation, and you really are the cure.
Next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you to this very special program. I wish with all my heart that I could do everything possible to ease pain, especially the pain of a broken heart. Betty and I have experienced a pain that many people say is as great as you can experience, and that is the loss of a child. Betty and I lost our youngest child, our daughter, our Robin. She was at the time the mother of three teenagers. And we lost her right around Christmas. So the holiday time always reminds us in a very deep way of that loss, of that precious child and beautiful mother and wife and wonderful example. I don't think there's a person watching us right now that wouldn't say, James, we wish we could alleviate the pain. We wish we could have given your daughter something that would have given her perfect health. I mean, you know what? I believe you. And I believe you would. I don't believe there's a person watching us right now that wouldn't say if we could hand people the cure for whatever is breaking their heart or destroying their life or their health or the health of a loved one, we would do it. Well, I want you to see something very real. This is perhaps one of the most real things in the world that's tragically too often overlooked. And what our viewers are going to see, Betty, is perhaps the greatest killer, and there's a perfect cure. Now I'm really not exaggerating. If you'll give us a few minutes, we're going to show you how you can be the greatest healer of pain in many people's lives, families, and their communities. And it's a perfect cure. Here's the situation. And you really are the cure.
...100 hours. On average, that's how long the human body can survive without water. In the face of death by dehydration, water like this is the only choice for many. Recently, while in East Africa, we spoke with Fatina, a mother personally impacted by this crisis. Unclean water is a common hardship throughout the world. And when something is common, it's easy to get used to. But should losing a child ever be something we get used to? Contaminated water has already taken Fatina's son. In Cambodia, Samnang lost his daughter to a waterborne illness. Flores and Anita from Madagascar lost both their mother and three-year-old sister after they drank from a contaminated canal. At the time we visited these sisters, they were still drinking from that very same water source themselves. For years, you've helped Life Outreach provide clean water in thousands of areas across the globe. Right now, mothers like Fatina also need clean water in their villages before tragedy strikes again.
Makwa kunde havapfa ubwo ndabufise cyane kubera ntashoboye mu nzu yanjye.
Let me just say this to you. Because of someone like you, we've been able to go into 6,000 of those communities and villages and give life. Most of the areas that we're dealing with, you could say there are about 1,000 people average in a village. Because of the love of God, we actually drilled one well that provides water for 250,000 people. Now, obviously, that was quite a project. But the fact is, it became a miracle, and it was a miracle of love. What we have found that's very realistic and doable, Betty, we have missionaries working all over the third world. And they're working with very poor people, but they're very precious people, more precious than we can describe. And they really love their children. Their children is the greatest source of joy they've got. And when we give them water in those little villages, it's an oasis of hope. And Betty, it works every time.
It really does. And you know, there's nothing like the loss of a child. I know, James knows, but as a mother, I know you don't ever get over it. You with God's help, you walk through the pain and God lifts that heaviness off of you, but you never forget. I can look at a picture today of our daughter and I remember. I remember her being full of life. And I think these mothers that are losing baby after baby over in these countries where they don't have the clean water, simple solution, clean water, we can do that. I know their hearts break because they lose many times more than one child and their heart just gets breaking over and over again. We can stop that cycle. We can be the answer to their needs for their children in giving them fresh, clean water. I hope you'll join us in doing that.
We're going to give you that opportunity even now. You see there's a phone number there. You can dial that number and it becomes a lifeline. It's always a prayer line. You want somebody to pray for you, we'll pray for you. But it's a lifeline. And I'm asking you right now to reach out and touch someone with love. Go get a bank card, plan to use it like a check, and just simply say, I want to give water for life. The wells average $4,800 in those villages. You might be able to give a well. Many people tell us it's something they try to do at least once a year, drill a well. That's a wonderful goal. You may be able to give part of a well, $1,200. $2,400. Pray three people join you or another person joins you and we got a well. Most of the support comes with gifts of $48 or $144 as an example. With that gift, you're giving 10 people water the rest of their life if you break out the average or 30 people. Would you today reach out and touch someone with love? Thank you for doing it. Listen to this incredible story of heartache that you can help cure. Three grandchildren lost, a son lost, and we have the perfect cure. Let's be that cure.
Maria, I know it's very difficult to talk about these things. I know you're heartbroken, and I'm sorry I can't do anything today to change that. But we want to share your story back with people who want to help. Can you tell me about that?
ngathanda ibukhuwa sewaba nawukhuno yayamba kuthembela wasiyatsambatsa ngamuthamakhatsi ngulatshahema yo njani umvambo dza mahoro ngatsa mukhuyambaridzi ngonye tshangaruvula sikuwudzula yabidasuka katatu ukira kanatsira vangu murahandelera ndapfuye uyo mutayi niwe yapfuye apfana n'abana asigaye muhungu mukuru nikwatuma nikwatuvama nikwadutekesa kandi nikwatuma kuko atakundi twobigira ntayandi twoyakura.
Our goal is to bring clean water to this village so that your two grandchildren that are still with you will survive.
I don't exaggerate when I tell you I wish I could just put my arms around that precious grandmother and hold her. Because we do know how she feels. See, our beautiful daughter has... Those three children are married. She didn't get to be there at the weddings. She has a little granddaughter. She would have had so much fun. Betty, you and I don't want people to ever have to go through the kind of heartache we went through to understand how people hurt. I don't want you to hurt like that. But I don't want those mothers and grandmothers to hurt like that. I want to help. And the thing is, Betty, we actually can.
Absolutely. We can help them with this problem. It's the water. Do you understand? If they have clean water, their children can live. But yet at the same time, while they're waiting on somebody to rescue them, to bring life and hope to them, they still have to drink the diseased water. They have nothing else to offer those precious little children and grandchildren. But we do. We have a lot to offer. We offer hope, and we offer life through giving and drilling the water wells. So please join with us. Let's be part of that hope for these precious, precious people.
You know, I believe with all my heart you want to be. You may think that, you know, my heart's broken because of our daughter. Well, certainly it is. But it's broken for people like that precious woman and all the people we've seen all over the world that just need love. And the greatest joy, even greater than all the beauty that we've seen with our children, 11 grandchildren, are now 4 great-grandchildren. Even more than all the joy we see with our family is watching entire communities change because God's love was poured out on them through a channel of blessing like you. 6,000 communities, 6,000 areas where hope came in the form of clean water. We gave them a well of water. Jesus said, you give a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward. I want you to know I don't need any more reward than just watching the joy of those mothers and grandparents and families to see their children play and be healthy and not be sick because they get the one thing they got to have to keep them alive and it kills them. Would you right now please go and get a bank card or go get a check and make a check out to Life and give toward Water for Life? I'm praying God will let us inspire giving clean water to every person on the planet. I want to see that happen, but we can do it one village at a time, one area at a time, one community, one city, one place, one well at a time. Would you right now make the gift God puts on your heart? Remember, $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. Where could you put $48 better? You want to give 30 people water for life? $144 will do that. Can you give a well? Could you drill a well in a village and give all of them life? They're $4,800. That's the average cost. please, right now, go online or dial that number. Take that bank card. By the way, if you want to write a check and mail it in, call us and tell us you're mailing it. We need to know. We want to let those missionaries and those villages know water's on the way because of love. Thank you for being a miracle. Thanks for making that call.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, diseased-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life provides a way for parents to save the lives of their children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the first 200 water wells of the year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the Praying Grace 55-Day Devotional. This new devotional will help you renew your mind to the realities of God's grace and help you pray powerful grace-based prayers for each day. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Praying Grace Tumbler. This reusable 16-ounce container is constructed with insulated stainless steel, perfect for hot or cold beverages. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the beautiful new commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Let me show you a water source that these kids are drinking from. And it's really, literally, with no exaggeration, contaminated water. And they let this bucket down and they get the water. But it's not sealed and controlled and capped.
They're making do with what they have, but that's not good enough. It's not going to help them to be healthy. You know, they've got this dirty, filthy, contaminated water to work with. They have to drink it to even survive a day. And I know that there couldn't be a greater joy from the parents of these children, James, than to be able to watch their children grow up. Well, they won't be able to do that if they don't have some fresh water, because after a while, the disease is going to kill them.
Well, and we're the answer to that problem, all of us working together, each person doing what they can, because we know the need is very real. We want you to see it up close and personal. But the thing we really want you to hear and know, you're really the answer. You're the way to provide hope and help to people who deserve it. And drilling freshwater wells, that's love indeed. Help us do it. Dial that telephone number and make the very best gift you can. Please do it and do it now. Please make the gift, or you can go on lifetoday.org. Make that gift online.
Here at Life Outreach, we constantly encounter heartbreaking need around the world. But there are times when we meet someone experiencing a depth of pain which stops us in our tracks. That's exactly what happened when we entered the home of Ing Torn, a mother who couldn't hold back her grief as she showed us the photo of her daughter, who was recently taken by contaminated water. The heart-wrenching cries of this mother overwhelmed us. Eventually, she explained their tragic situation. Clean water. That's all it would take for this community to not only survive, but begin to thrive. Thanks to you, we were able to provide exactly that.
Oh, boy, you smile and says it all, honey. I wish you could hear me talking to you right now, because it says so much. You know, I started the program. I was talking about losing a daughter. And Betty, it's just been a cycle of people seeing that, and yet that smile says that's what we can do. The people watching us can be the miracle that changes everything.
You know, there's some situations where you do all you know to do, but nothing helps. There's no solution. There's no cure for some diseases. But this is one that we have a cure for, and it's drilling the water wells. We can stop this cycle of death that these mothers go through, this heartache that they go through over and over again, because they still have to offer that diseased water to their babies. Please help us stop this cycle.
You know, if you'd have walked into our lives and you'd have said, here's the cure, he might say, well, it's just one. Boy, would it be big to us? You see, you are the answer to the heartache and the heart cry and the prayers. I mean, that precious smile you saw, she had had incredible, indescribable loss. But now she sees hope. And it won't bring back her loss, but it'll stop the loss for others. Would you do that? Would you be that miracle right now? Reach out and touch someone with love. Go get your bike card. You use it for hopefully essentials and things that you just enjoy. But always use your bank card like a check. But go get it right now and use it like a check and dial that number, or you can go online and just make the gift God puts on your heart. $48 changes everything for 10 people. I mean, for the rest of their lives. Put a smile on their face, give them joy, be the miracle they long for. $144, 30 people. Could you give a well, $4,800? I believe if you can, you will. And I believe you'll rejoice doing it. Whatever you can do, please do it right now. Thank you so much. By the way, if you should get a busy, you be determined. I'm getting through. I'm going to be the lifeline. I'm going to be an answer to prayer. I'm going to be someone's miracle. Thank you so much for making the gift God puts on your heart. We have some gifts to bless you, but you've given the greatest gift. You've given the gift of life. Thank you.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life provides a way for parents to save the lives of their children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the first 200 water wells of the year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the Praying Grace 55-Day Devotional. This new devotional will help you renew your mind to the realities of God's grace and help you pray powerful grace-based prayers for each day. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Praying Grace Tumbler. This reusable 16-ounce container is constructed with insulated stainless steel, perfect for hot or cold beverages. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the beautiful new commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm sitting here on the edge of the water in Burundi, Africa, with this little boy. And when I look at his belly, it's not because he's just had a great big meal. It's actually because he's been drinking this water. And you know that statistics say that they are at most risk between the age of 1 to 5. So this little guy right now, I can tell you, is not doing well. And I fear that if he continues to drink this water, he probably won't make it. don't even know if I would call this water. It's filthy. It's so dirty. It's filled with contamination. And I know that he's in the condition he's in because he's been drinking this water. If we could come in here and drill a well where he could drink off of that water instead of this filthy, dirty water. I've seen it work before. I know that it works. I know that it turns around quickly for these children. I would rather be a solution than a problem in this world. So I know a solution. I've seen it. I know that it works. I've been all around the world with Life Outreach. I know that water for life can change not just one life, but so many lives around the world. Let's do something right now for Burundi, Africa. Let's do it together. Let's change this little guy's life. Let's turn it around for him. We have a chance to do that. Go online, make a phone call, and give whatever you can give, the best gift that you can give.
I don't think that thank you seems adequate for what your love and your gift will mean to so many people. I mean, it sets entire villages rejoicing. I mean, literally. And little children just playing clean water. Wow. Thanks for being a miracle. Thanks for being an answer to prayer. I've said many times, and really Isaiah 58 clearly indicates this, you become an answer to someone's prayer, you get your prayers answered speedily. Read Isaiah 58. Thank you for loving someone. Thanks for being their miracle. Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.